For just £5 a month, you can get early access to all of our podcast episodes, copies of our script, access to further information, and that is just the tip of the iceberg. Head over to patreon.com/Sunday Night Mystery. £5 a month. That's cheaper than 15 minutes of parking at Bristol Airport. Yeah, I know, it's crazy, isn't it? Welcome to Sunday Night Mystery, where we delve into the chilling tales of unsolved crimes that have haunted communities for decades. Tonight, we take you back to January the 19th of 1974, to the streets of Bristol, where a young woman's life was tragically cut short in a crime that remains shrouded in both mystery and darkness. I'm Brett, and this is the story of Glenys Carruthers. Glenys Carruthers was a 20-year-old from Buckinghamshire. She embarked on what would tragically be her final journey on a freezing January night in 1974. Glenys was training to be a PE teacher at a college in Bedford and was visiting Bristol for the weekend to attend a friend's 21st birthday party given by her family at their home in Clifton. No one saw Glenys leave the house, but it's believed she decided to walk to a telephone box near the Downs, more than half a mile away. Her body was found on a patch of grass alongside a lane in front of Bristol Zoo. Glenys walked into the darkness that cold January night, never to return. What happened on that fateful night remains a mystery to this day. An energy crisis in that month saw most of Bristol plunged into darkness, and it was while walking in that darkness that Glenys Carruthers met with her death. It was around 10 p.m. when Glenys left her friend's home in Worcester Crescent, Clifton. She walked along a familiar path, a route she'd likely taken many times before. Little did she know that this journey would lead her into the path of a killer. She reached a grassy spot between the Avenue and Northcote Road, later to become part of the since-closed Bristol Zoo's car park, and there, near to a telephone box, met her killer. In the pitch black, Glenys encountered her assailant. Witnesses reported seeing what appeared to be a courting couple on the grass nearby, but soon, the man rose alone, leaving Glenys behind. It was a chilling scene, witnessed by Alf Elliott, who would later recount the events to the authorities. The 50-year-old zookeeper said he saw the man get up and walk away, leaving the woman in the grass. The senior overseer of the big cats, reptiles and camels recounted that he shouted to the man, who didn't reply. He just stared and continued on his way. Mr. Elliott called the police immediately, explaining he couldn't see the man very clearly as it was quite dark and a mass of hair hid his face. It's still a mystery as to why she left the party, and a pathologist noted a lack of struggle or injuries consistent with any kind of sexual assault. All that was found was a small abrasion on the victim's throat, which left detectives to conclude she'd been strangled. A major investigation was launched into Glenys' death, but despite the efforts of a 175-strong team of police officers and over 16,000 interviews conducted, her killer remained elusive. The only clue left behind was the shank of a pair of glasses found near the crime scene. Detective Chief Superintendent Lewis, who led the investigation, speculated that perhaps the killer was a transient, someone who acted on impulse and disappeared without a trace. So Superintendent Lewis, who was leading the murder investigation at the time, concluded that perhaps the killer did not even know Glenys had been left dead. He suggested there are people loose in the country who are liable to commit indecent assaults, and he didn't think they themselves could probably remember how many or where. They act on the spur of the moment and disappear. This man could have been from elsewhere. He could have been driving through Bristol, saw this lonely girl, decided to approach her, handled her, run off, and never realised what he'd done. What would he remember? An assault one dark night, with perhaps the memory of a nearby telephone kiosk. But for Glenys' father, William Carruthers, hope lingered that justice would one day be served. PC John Olver, a fresh-faced young officer at the time, was tasked with seeking information about Glenys' murder. Armed with posters bearing Glenys' image, he patrolled the streets, hoping for a breakthrough in the case. But as days turned into weeks and weeks into years, Glenys' murder remained unsolved. The energy crisis of January 1974 cast a shadow over Bristol, plunging the city into darkness and complicating the investigation. To most, it seemed Glenys had simply been in the wrong place at the wrong time. She'd driven down from Bedford College of Physical Education with her friend Sarah Hardiman from Bristol to celebrate her 21st birthday. The pair were both members of Fisherfolk, a Christian group based near Slough. Around 40 people were at the party that night, and no one ever discovered just why Glenys had left the party. Detective Lewis, the head of Bristol CID at the time, could only theorise. She may have been hot and needed a breath of fresh air. She may have felt lonely because everyone seemed to have a partner. Glenys' disappearance from the party couldn't have come at a worse time. The country was gripped in an energy crisis as Edward Heath fought with the miners, leaving businesses and homes lit by emergency generators and candles during a rolling program of power cuts. Street lighting was reduced to a minimum due to the crisis. The community was gripped with fear. Many wondered if Glenys would still be alive if not for the dimly lit streets that night. As the years passed, memories faded, but the pain of Glenys' loss endured for her family and friends. The once bustling party that Glenys left behind became a somber reminder of a life taken too soon. In 2010, investigators reopened the case with the hope of solving the murder using the latest scientific forensic DNA techniques. Evidence from the crime scene, including her clothing, was re-examined in forensic science laboratories. Avon and Somerset Police's major crime review team also made a new appeal for information. Detective Chief Inspector Mike Carter explained that forensic advances have moved on so much the police were hoping to get a profile which would then be compared to those in the national database. The person who murdered Glenys Carruthers may think they got away with it after so many years, but police are still determined to track him down. Today, Glenys Carruthers' murder remains a haunting mystery, a cold case that continues to haunt the streets of Bristol. Despite the passage of time, her memory lingers on, a testament to the enduring quest for justice. Join us next time for another episode of Sunday Night Mystery and journey once again into mysteries of the night. Stay safe, and never forget that the shadows hold secrets that may one day come to light. From the spine-tingling realm of Sunday Night Mystery, some enigmas defy resolution, leaving us to ponder the shadows of the past. Until next week, stay safe, and remember, the truth may be hidden, but as long as we keep the investigation alive, it's never truly lost. I'm Brett, and I'll see you next time on Sunday Night Mystery. Stay curious, stay vigilant, and remember to guard yourself against the darkness that surrounds us all. I'll see you next week on Sunday Night Mystery. Thank you.